This week on The Marquee, we've got con artists, comic reunions, and the making of a beloved classic. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, Robin Burgundy, played by the polarizing Will Ferrell, finds himself at the forefront of the world's first 24-hour news station. With the help of his news team, Ron redefines modern journalism, but in the process loses those closest to him.
For something a little less outrageous, there's Disney's Saving Mr. Banks. Part biography, part making-of feature, it tells the unbelievable true story behind Mary Poppins and the grueling process of convincing author P.L. Travers, played by Emma Thompson, to hand over the rights. Be sure to pick up last week's release of Mary Poppins on Blu-ray before you head to the theater, because as soon as the credits roll, you'll want to rewatch it.
In American Hustle, Christian Bale and Amy Adams play con artists forced to work for a power-hungry FBI agent trying to bring down crooked politicians and the mob.
The family-friendly animated adventure, Walking with Dinosaurs 3D, allows audiences to explore a realistic prehistoric world as they follow one dinosaur's journey. Well, it's hard to choose just one pick this week, so I'll pick two. Saving Mr. Banks and American Hustle are two of the year's best, so be sure to put both on your list of movies to watch this holiday season.
There's a lot to pick from this week, but American Hustle is one of my favorite films of 2013. It's a great blend of drama and comedy, with an outstanding main and supporting cast.
Or if your hectic holiday season plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Disney's The Lone Ranger. Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp star as John Reed and his faithful sidekick Tonto in this strangely conflicted box office flop. At times, it's playful and thrilling. At other times, it's dark and heavy and shockingly violent. Nothing like the Pirates of the Caribbean-style adventure that audiences were expecting.
Logan Lerman returns as Percy Jackson in Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, the sequel to 2010's The Lightning Thief. In this adventure, Percy and his friends must find the Golden Fleece in order to save the Sea of Monsters. If you've got an older child or a young teen in the house, this might be a good pickup, especially if they like the original.
Director Neil Blomkamp's follow-up to 2009's District 9, Elysium, stars Matt Damon as a hard-working resident of a polluted and poverty-stricken Earth. When an accident at work puts his life at risk, he sets out to find a way to the utopian space station called Elysium. Though it's another thoughtful sci-fi thriller from the talented young director, it's an overdone and heavy-handed sophomore project.
Superheroes Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl are back in the aptly named Kick-Ass 2. Aaron Johnson and Chloe Grace Moretz are joined by a growing number of amateur superheroes, including Colonel Stars and Stripes, played by Jim Carrey, as they try to protect their city and themselves from a growing number of notorious villains. It's violent and crass, two things I usually get behind, but in the end, I felt this was a rather uninspired sequel.
Prisoners stars Hugh Jackman as a husband and father who's carefully prepared for every possible emergency. But when his daughter and her friend go missing, he finds himself completely unprepared and determined to take matters into his own hands. Though the cast is noteworthy and the story has promise, it fails to come together in a way that's entirely satisfying.
Robert De Niro heads back to his gangster roots in the action comedy The Family. He plays the patriarch of a family in witness protection that's struggling to adjust to life in France while the mob is searching to assassinate them all. Also being released on Blu-ray is the 3D version of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Predator. I'll admit I'm curious about how the film will look, but I have a feeling this could be disastrous.
Well, we've got a bunch of so-so new releases this week, so I'm going to go completely off the wall and give my pick to The Family.
It's far from perfect, and its heavy-handedness becomes a problem, but I'm still going to recommend Elysium, based mostly on its striking visuals.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for plenty of holiday releases to make your days merry and bright. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesateyou2.com.
Until next week,
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas, and we're all in misery.